Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
The 480th edition of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting research platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit hofbets.com and use promo code SGPN to get 50% off your first month and start making smarter bets today. We're also brought to you by the Hockey Gambling Podcast brand new YouTube page. The Hockey Guys are giving away a hoodie to celebrate their new YouTube channel. Register today at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/HGP.
Howdy ho, Degenerinos. Welcome to episode 480 of the MMA Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. This episode is going out to Tyrone Woodley. Thank you for coming to the show. Oh, Gumby's confused. He doesn't know why I said that.
Yeah, oh, no.
Some people are chuckling at home.
Is it not good that I don't?
No, it's I'm surprised you don't know. You're into that type of thing.
Now I'm going to
thanks for coming to the show.
Should I Google it? Should I not Google
No,
it?
No, you totally should Google it. See if you can get some video.
I'm probably not going to Google it then.
And yeah, this goes out to Tyrone Woodley. Thanks for the entertainment. Thank you for coming to the show. I'm one of your hosts, Jeff Chalks Fox. As you've already heard, I have a co-host. His name is Gumby Vreeland. I'm glad he's here because we're doing a regional event, and he is the king of regional events. I'm the setup man. He is the I'm the alley. No, I'm the ooper, and you're the alley. Which part of the alley oop is the alley and the oop? Is the dunk the oop?
Yeah, I think the dunk's the oop.
I don't know, it seems like oop is like giving
he
someone
scored,
like
a he boost. Scored the oop. You don't say he scored the alley. He scored the oop.
All right, fine. I give you an alley. And I give you the alley. You give us the oop with winning picks. This week it's LFA. And then maybe if we have time at the end, Gumby can critique movie star Tyrone Woodley's latest release.
Okay, so maybe I don't want to ask this question. Is he again acting like he did in that weird movie where he like, does he throw a raccoon? Am I wrong about this?
Oh yeah. He does something with a raccoon or he has sex with a raccoon. It was something weird. It was weirder than throwing. I think this one has more to do with, I haven't seen it. I have not seen the video. I just saw him trending and then I saw something got leaked there. That's probably all you need to know.
Yeah,
and people are making faces like that, Gumby. That's everyone's reaction.
I'm not going to Google any of this.
Yeah, I don't know if a raccoon is involved. Maybe it is. That's why people.
You almost got me to Google this on. Well, we're not live. That spoiler alert. We're not live when we record these. But you almost got me to Google it, and then I would have either had to cut my reaction out or had to just bear the burden of people knowing what that face would look like,
because they would have been like, "Oh, Gumby's into it," because then you would have had to cut it.
First of all, I have no idea what it is. So I won't.
Neither do I really.
Yeah. And it's funny that we're now used the first 3.5 minutes of this podcast to talk about
crap.
The fact that he's trending and not actually have any idea what it's about.
Exactly. It was like when I told everyone, don't Google Ahmed Vert. It's the same as that.
Is this Ahmed Vert adjacent?
No, Ahmed Bird is fighting soon, and his was professional. This is not professional.
Okay. This was,
I don't think this was supposed to see the light of day, apparently. but I don't really know. Okay. You don't really want to go too far down those paths on the internet.
Jeff Chalks Fox goes down those paths, so you don't have to.
Exactly. I do the work for you. So anyhow, this is not a Tyrone Woodley podcast, though. He hasn't been relevant in how long?
A minute, yeah.
This is an LFA 174 podcast. I asked you last episode if it was a good event. You said you didn't know. You hadn't even looked at it yet. Now that you've looked at it, I assume
how great is
this for LFA? not great. All right, everyone is going to what a different
podcast. No, so listen, if you're here because you're like, give me the top four guys or gals on this card who will most likely be in the UFC soon, you're gonna have a hard time. And if you're here because you would like to find some, you know, sneaky underdogs in good place, you've come to the right place. Because no matter what kind of garbage fights we have going on, including, I believe we have one tomorrow on the second episode of a couple of 0-0 debuting fighters. Yeah, we got some.
You love your Amy, so that's good.
We got some chunky guy action in here. We are going to see some chunky guys later. And so we're going to get to all that kind of great stuff and hopefully give you some insights.
Great stuff. Yes, that is the key. No odds, or at least I have not found odds yet as of this recording. I assume the same with you.
No odds yet, especially because this is taking place next Friday, correct? The 12th.
We're ahead of ourselves, right?
So we're doing a little pre-work here to try to fill the void before the UFC returns. So like these will probably be out, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week.
Yep. Okay. But Gumby is very good at guessing, or at least we enjoy when he guesses. And actually, it's probably better if you guess incorrectly, right? Because then when the odds drop, people are like, whoa, Gumby thought it'd be this, and then they can take advantage of it. So maybe you should screw up.
I'm not going to screw up on purpose because I think that defeats
that ruins it.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. We've got 11 fights. Two of them are amateurs, and this would be on a kind of weak LFA card. If we did the amateur fights, then we really would be scraping the bottom of the barrel, right? So no talk about Isaiah Gomez or Apeza or Xavier Rosenbloom or Dalen Jones or Jesse Midas. No disrespect.
I thought you said three names there at one point in time. And it was
just, yeah, I did. She has three names.
Yeah, it was one. Yeah, look at that.
He or she. Yeah.
I think that's a 265 fight. So I'm thinking he. So we're going to skip. We're going to skip the AME fights here. Yeah.
If it's not a he, then we're definitely covering that fight. There's no way we're not going to cover that fight. All right. Before we jump into it all. It looks like I'm in a cave again. It's pretty dark here. I'm going to tell you about Underdog Fantasy. It's going to be goes to put it on the screen, and there it is, Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy has a way to play along so your favorite fantasy players all season long. NFL, NBA, NHL, college basketball, college football, MMA. It doesn't say it in the ad copy, but we know there's MMA. You can see it on your screen if you're watching on YouTube. They have MMA. I'm going to be doing Underdog UFC articles for this month's events once the UFC finally stops being lazy and starts putting on events again. So you can look for that on sportsgamblingpodcast.com. But yes, they have every sport over at Underdog Fantasy. And here's how you play. You simply pick higher or lower on your favorite player's fantasy stats and you cash in. Simple as that. Gumby, do you have a play for the peeps?
Sure. I got let's go DeMar DeRozan's higher than on his points against the Knicks this fine Wednesday night that tips off at 8:30. So hopefully you got this in your ears right away when we drop this. It's listed at 22.5. I think he especially in a game against the Knicks, the Bulls have been playing well lately with Drummond in the middle. So I think maybe they keep it close and DeMar has a nice game.
I took a lower than on his points a couple of days ago. I wonder if it hit. I forgot to check if it hit. It was 23.5 for him a couple of days ago. And I thought he's playing the 76ers. That's check. Everyone cares. 16 points. There you go. Boom. I know what I'm doing. Now Gumby says he's going to go off next
time. Bounce back game.
Yes. Bounce back game for double D. So watch along, make your picks and maybe make a little cash over on Underdog's mobile app or website, underdogfantasy.com. And when you sign up with the promo code SGPN, Underdog will double your first deposit of up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code SGPN. And as Gumby said off the top, Hockey Gambling Podcast are giving away a hoodie because this is in celebration of Hockey Gambling Podcast launching their new YouTube channel. They launched right around the time we launched. They're giving away HGP hoodie to celebrate. I have one of their hoodies. It's very nice. You can get it laced up like a hockey jersey. It looks pretty cool. Who's can you hear that music blasting out of my, in my ear holes right now? No, that was me. Okay. So sportsgamblingpodcast.com/ESGP to enter. That sportsgamblingpodcast.com/ESGP. Sometimes when I touch my earbuds, it plays Spotify in my ear. So
I don't hear it. Hopefully it doesn't come through in the editing, because that'll be a pain in the ass to get out of there.
Whatever. People will just think I'm crazy talking about music in my brain. All right, we're going to talk about LFA 174. We're not crazy about that. Jones versus Genrich, as Gumby said, is going down on the 12th, January the 12th, so a week from Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, UFC Fight Pass. It's going down in the Mystic Lake Casino Hotel. How is it in the Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, Gumby?
I've never been.
Have you been to Prior Lake, Minnesota, though?
I definitely have not been to Prior Lake, Minnesota.
You haven't lived yet then, have you?
I must not have.
Do you even know where Prior Lake, Minnesota is?
I do not. Yeah, I mean, Minnesota. It's a pretty big area.
It's next to Savage and Shakopee.
Right.
It's 20 miles southwest of Minneapolis. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's a burb, we'll say, of Minneapolis. That's where this is. They've run here actually a few times. This is one of their spots. So it's going down, as I said, on the 12th, 9 p.m. 11 fights. We're skipping the two Emmys at the bottom, and we're going to start with the first pro fight, which is a women's 125-pound flyweight fight, 3 5-minute rounds. Cheyenne Bowers, Whitney Piles are the fighters, and maybe I should get the right spreadsheet open. Did you have to do lots of research on today's event that we're covering, Gumby?
Not more than you might think to do a top to bottom LFA card. I mean, I watched Cheyenne Bowers' last fight. Her last fight was pretty high profile. So I saw her last fight. I had seen Jade Sheely fight before. Wes Schultz, Party Time. Is it nickname Party Time? I feel like it's Party Time.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it's Party Time. Good. Okay, I remembered Wes Party Time Schultz correctly. Yep. I'd seen him fight before. So yeah, you know, like for an LFA prelim, there's some people I've heard of.
Okay, there you go. See, Gumby knows these things. Doesn't matter how obscure these fighters are. Okay, I'm going to tell you about Piles first. The Punisher is the nickname. She's 4-5 with one knockout. She also has some finishes. She has been knocked out 3 times. 1-0 in LFA, 0-1 in Bellator, 3-1 over her last 4. So she just started off slow to her career. Now she's got an emotion. She did win her last fight. It was back in June of 2022, and she missed weight a few fights ago. Bowers, Cheyenne Bowers, nicknamed Shy. Great nickname. I love it when it's just a shortening of the first name. She's 2-1 with one submission. She's been submitted herself once, 1-1 in LFA. However, she's won 2 straight fights. 3 years younger than Piles, 3 inches of reach on her. The rest is up to you, Gumby.
Yeah, so Bowers is going to come in here as a big favorite. Probably bigger than she ought to be, but I still really like her in this fight. So Bowers, for those of you who are not familiar, just beat Aline Pereira in her last fight, sister to Alex Pereira. You know, like one of those fighters that everybody was jacked up on because she's got the same exact frame as her brother, and actually, to be candid, the same exact face as her brother.
Same face, same look on the face.
It was pretty wild. And then they put her against Cheyenne Bowers, and Bowers did extremely well with 2 major tools. Like her, and these are her 2 major tools in all of her fights. Even if you want to go back to her Amy stuff, clubbing left hand. You know, like she throws this like big clubbing left hand, and that gets her close enough to hit her takedowns. And she's tenacious in her takedowns. You know, she moved from a single leg to a double, back to the other side single. She does a lot of work on the mat. She's got good positioning on the mat. She uses head pressure extremely well. Like that's one of the things I like best about her when she is grappling. And then if you watch Piles here, I had to go watch Piles because I was not familiar with her. When she boxes, her arms go from her shoulders to her opponent's face back to her own shoulders, which is not a good thing. In general, you know, it's kind of the way a Rock'em Sock'em robot does. It just goes out and back in and out and back in. And for those of you who don't have the pleasure of YouTube, you could have seen me do that movement. So maybe that's
Oh, I wasn't watching. I should have been watching.
You missed it. So you're going to have to watch the replay. So, you know, she's got kind of that Rock'em Sock'em robot action there. And for me, you know, with somebody who throws a good overhand left, I think that's bad news enough. And then like Piles' takedown defense just kind of isn't up to snuff for fighting Bowers. So I'm going to say Bowers probably comes in here negative 300, negative 350. You know, Pyles is good enough striking that I think maybe Bowers could probably, you know, good. And when I say good enough because we're talking about like, you know, a low level women's flyweight, you know, like I think she has good enough where she could like play spoiler if she shot a few takedown or stuffed a few takedowns. That this should probably be like negative 250 or negative 225 instead of negative 350. But like Bowers, I still think is a safe pick here to win.
All right, there we go. Gumby, very chalky off the bat, unless something is crazy with the odds when they do drop. All right, let's go to light heavyweights on the men's side of the bracket. 3 5-minute rounds. Mervin Miller from the United States of America versus Corey Mulgenberg, United States as well. Actually, this is all until tomorrow's episode. There's a Canadian on tomorrow's episode, but yeah, a lot of America versus America action here on today's episode. All right, I'm going to tell you about Mulgenberg first. The Monster is the nickname. He's 3-6, almost as bad as Piles. One knockout, one submission. He's been knocked out 5 times and submitted once, so he's been finishing all his losses. I was going to say he owes his finishes, but no, he doesn't. He's only gone the distance once. He owes his rounds. 0-1 in LFA, 0-2 in Bellator, 1-3 over his last 4, and he lost his last fight via submission. Used to fight at heavyweight. He's an inch taller than Miller. Miller, 4-0. That's a better record. One knockout, one submission. He didn't get TKO'd. He won. So he got a TKO win in his last fight. He's a regional champion, or was. He probably still has it on his mantle. 10 years younger than Mulgenberg. And that is it for me.
I'm actually, so this is going to be wild odds, right? I'm going to say like negative 750 on Miller, plus 500 on the return for Mulgenberg. I actually think Mulgenberg stands a pretty good chance here. Let's talk about strength of schedule here. Because, you know, if you want to talk about strength of schedule, first of all, Mervin Miller, it's bad. He hasn't fought anybody. If you look at his records, we got 1-0. Oh, there was one guy who was 5-2 in there, Tristan Overvig. 9-15 and 4-1 or 1-4-1. And even on his AMI career, not a whole lot of names that you would be like, oh, you know, that's kind of impressive. Whereas Mulgenberg, you know, like we're talking about a real bad record here, 3-6. But we're talking about fighting Thomas Peterson, now in the UFC, Vladimir Gouveia, who's been in Bellator, and his pro debut was against Brendan Allen, now about to basically fight for a number one contender fight in the UFC against Marvin Vettori. And he was supposed to fight Impa Kasangane. Like, the dude's been around, and he's fought some pretty legit dudes. And I will also say this. This is my big selling point for, hey, maybe take a shot on this guy and a massive underdog. Because if I'm going to convince you, you know, to go in on a guy who's 3-6 and maybe, you know, hasn't looked that good, let me give you a reason why. He was a big fatty. I'm going to be honest with you. He was huge when he was at heavyweight. Like, you know, we talk about chunky guys and how we like chunky guy fights. This guy fit the bill for that. And he's decided, like, I don't have the frame for that. The guy's not big, right? The guy's, what is he, like 5'11" or something like that, 5'10". He's not a tall guy. And he's fighting at heavyweight and just clearly didn't have the frame to fight at heavyweight. So he started to cut down. I think his goal is actually to make it all the way down to middleweight. And in his last fight, he looked really good. When he throws his hands, they've still got the same power. He's obviously much quicker. His cardio looks quite a bit better. He's got good work against the cage when he's fighting somebody smaller than him. He didn't have that at heavyweight. And his jiu-jitsu is kind of sneaky. Like in a fight, the fight he had at light heavyweight, the only one he's had so far, he got taken down at one point in time and he used an X guard sweep, which is not a sweep you see in MMA all that often, but he used it and he like turned the corner really well, wound up on top and got some weight work done on top. Now, ultimately, he got outworked by a guy who was in much better shape than him. Like the guy who was fighting, like a chiseled looking dude who clearly could crack. And I don't even know that Mervin Miller is that, because I had to go watch Mervin Miller because obviously, like I said, he hasn't been fighting huge guys. His hands are fast and he's got like a decent little sprawl. But like my biggest issue with him is that if anybody tries to shoot a takedown on him, he's mostly just fine with it. He'll go to his back and like jump a guillotine and, you know, try to work a triangle when he's down there. I don't know that that'll work against my guy Mulgenberg here, but I also think Mulgenberg could club him with something on the feet. Like, he's not more technical than Miller necessarily, not faster, but I think his pressure against the cage, Miller's willingness to go to his back, I think Mogenberg could kind of surprise everybody. So if this winds up being, you know, plus 500, plus 600, you know, you could do worse with your pizza money.
There you go. He doesn't just tell you to take a flyer. He tells you why he likes the fighter. And now Mogenberg's your guy, you said, too. So you're really all in on this.
He's my guy.
He's your guy.
So I love it. I love a chunky guy.
Of course. He does love a chunky guy. It's true. We'll see how Corey Mogenberg fares in a week and a half or so. All right. Let's move to a down again to strawweight. Actually, not again. For the first time, down to strawweight. Women's strawweight, obviously. Kendra McIntyre versus Jade Sheely. I will tell you about Sheely first. 1-1 with one submission. She's been knocked out once. So a whole lot of ones going on. Both her fights took place in LFA. She did win her last fight after dropping her debut. Used to fight at flyweight. 0-1 as a pro grappler. McIntyre, 2-0. 1-0 Invicta. 1-0 LFA. So at least high level. 2-0. An inch taller than Sheely. I was going to ask you if you knew much about these ladies, but all their fights have been on the fairly big stage. So you probably have seen them, I assume.
Yeah, I mentioned I had seen Sheely. She was one of the ones who fought. I don't know if you remember Naira Brep. Naira Brep, the Bosnian bombshell. She fought in LFA a little while ago. She fought Shannon Clark, the Canadian. She was also on my podcast, Top Turtle MMA. So I'd seen Jade Sheely by watching Naira Brep. I think she's going to come in here as a dog, mostly just based on the fact that she's 1-1 and her opponent's 2-0. Usually on the early prelim type stuff, when you can get lines on this stuff, that's just the fact of the matter. I think McIntyre here probably, we'll say negative 250 to like plus 220, 225 for Sheely. And I'm actually going to go dog again here. I like the wrestling of Sheely. In her last fight, after kind of getting outworked by Naira Rep and getting TKO'd in the first round, it was mostly like a standing TKO where just like the power of Rep, and like you've seen her, she's jacked. Like the power of Rep was just too much for her. But in her second fight, when she was able to get her wrestling going, she worked really hard for a takedown, but did eventually get it. And then once she was on the ground, her positioning and her ability to go for an armbar when it presented itself, very impressive. And when you look at McIntyre, look, first of all, I'm going to say this. McIntyre is going to be a way better striker. So if you go in to watch this fight and Sheely never gets a takedown and you're like, man, Gumby said, you know, take Sheely. If she never gets a takedown, this will look atrocious. This will look really bad. McIntyre's hands way faster. And she seems to have nice pressure. But the thing about having nice pressure is typically you wind up in the clinch. And in McIntyre's past fights, when she's wound up in the clinch, she's tired pretty quickly. To the point where she didn't particularly look all that good. And if she winds up in the clinch with Sheely, who does like to wrestle, does like to put multiple takedowns together, I can see Sheely wearing her down and eventually getting enough of the ground game going where I think she could get a sub, or I think she could win enough rounds on the mat. So I'm going to go dog again here. I think Jade Sheely, probably right around plus 200. Not a big one like Mogenberg.
Hey, that's big. Twice your money's not big enough. Gumby, come on. That's good.
On the
regional scene, that is good. You know, this is good. Game Time. That's where you can go spend some of your winnings. Because Game Time is the place to go for last-minute ticket deals. They are the place for last-minute ticket deals. Forget planning months in advance. Game Time has deals and tickets right up to the day of the event. Get exclusive flash deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more, a.k.a. MMA. The Game Time guarantee means you always get the best price. If you find tickets in the same section in a row for less, Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Here's what you got to do to snag the tickets without the stress with Game Time. Download Game Time app, create an account, and use code CFBX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code CFBX for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. And we're brought to you by Hall of Fame Bets. Win bigger by betting smarter. This NFL season with Hall of Fame Bets, the sports betting analytics platform for parlays, player props, and game lines. Research every NFL, NBA, and soccer bet with historical stats and data. You say data or data, Gumby?
I say data.
Correct. That is the correct way to say it. Enter any parlay idea into Hall of Fame Bets, revolutionary parlay optimizer tool to get hit rates broken down by leg, as well as an expected probability for the entire parlay. Sort all players by hit rate for any bet to learn which players are hot and which picks have value. Stop betting in the dark and join over 30,000 users researching with Hall of Fame Bets to craft more intelligent, data-driven parlays. Download the Hall of Fame Bets app or visit HOFBets.com and use code SGPN to get.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
50% off your first month today. Start researching, start winning with Hall of Fame bets. All right. The last fight we are going to cover on this here episode, the one we just did, was the first fight on the main card. That was McIntyre and Sheely. So the second fight on the main card will be at men's middleweight, Wes Schultz, Maurice Morris. Like I said, America versus America action. All right. Maurice, his nickname's the first. So maybe he plans on having a whole bunch of Maurice Morris. You think? And the next one, nickname will be the second, the third, the fourth. Just like George Foreman, all his kids were named George. All right, Maurice, the first. Morris, he is 6-3, 4 knockouts, 2 submissions. He owes his rounds, and he's been knocked out one time. This is his LFA debut. He's won 3 straight fights. He's fight at heavyweight and light heavyweight, was a regional champion, and 1-0 as a bare-knuckle boxer. Wes, party time Schultz. We have talked about him before. I guess LFA episode, we talked about him previously.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. Yes. I think when he fought Dylan Budka.
Budka, who we're going to... Are we talking about him? No. Did he get signed
in the UFC? He's in the UFC, yes. Yeah.
Right, correct.
He had that god-awful fight with Chad Hanekom.
Yeah, I block things out, especially things like that. All right, party time. I won't block out this nickname. I remember nicknames. Party time, Schultz is 4-1 with 3 submissions. Never been finished in a fight. 2-1 in LFA. Won his last fight via submission. Used to fight at heavyweight. 1-0 as a pro kickboxer. 5 years younger than Morris. 2 inches taller. And the rest is up to Gumby to tell us how to make some money here.
So Schultz is going to be a favorite, probably negative 275. We'll get plus 250 on the return on Morris. A lot of it just being record and resume, having fought better people, having been more visible. And, you know, for those of you who have never seen Wes Schultz fight, his nickname's Party Time, and it's fitting because he fights like his nickname is Party Time. He spinning stuff, you know, wacky oblique kicks, he looks like he's having a damn good time in there. But the most impressive part of all of that is while he's doing all that kind of like crazy striking, he also mixes in like a pretty impressive wrestling game. Maybe people wrote off his wrestling game a little bit after fighting Budka. Budka is a really good wrestler and took him down a couple of times, but Schultz got right back up, right back to action, you know, back to throwing weird spinning back fists and, you know, Superman punches and stuff like that. And I think he's going to have an easy enough time doing some of that stuff to Morris. Because first of all, Morris is one of those guys who he gets hit too much. His head doesn't move off the center line enough for me. When he exchanges, he just kind of plants his feet and lets it go. He's got decent wrestling of its own, but it's been against much worse competition than Schultz. So I think Schultz is probably going to handle that. And then the other thing, too, is that Schultz is a guy who goes for submissions. If somebody shoots on him, that dude's probably going to jump a gilly. But he's also got, a bunch of other types of submissions that he goes to. And in Morris's last fight, Morris got stunned on the feet with a hook and immediately shot in for a guillotine and damn near almost got guillotined. I think against Schultz, he would have gotten guillotine. Schultz is just being a little sharper there. So I'm going to say either Schultz by tagging back here or just by like absolutely decimating him on the ground with the wrestling.
All right. So Schultz the pick. What was the official line that you're giving us for it?
I said maybe like 275. I probably use him as a parlay piece up and through the 300s.
Throw him in a parlay is what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. All you right. could probably use him and Bowers in a parlay. That probably wouldn't be a bad way to start your night.
There you go. All right. I'll recap quickly. We'll get out of your ears. We'll get back in your ears and or your eyes tomorrow with the rest of this card. Dan's got Schultz. He's got Sheely. He's got Mogenberg. He's got Bowers, right?
That's right.
And we have more fun in our Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/discord. So get in there and chat with us and the rest of the degens, or on Twitter. We're at SGP and MMA. Gumby runs that for us. He's at Gumby Vreeland. I'm at Jeff Fox Writer on there and on Instagram. Get into my Substack, moneymma.substack.com. Gumby's got Top Turtle MMA podcast. I just listened to his interview with Jim Miller and Weston, what's his name again, Gumby?
Wilson.
Weston Wilson. So make sure you listen to that as well. And then all good things in the sports gambling sphere can be found at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. And don't forget about sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Patreon to help us crush corporate gambling. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. It'll be party time, Jeff Fox. And the first Gumby Vreeland will be with me as well. Bye.